Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X.
Can I get a woo-woo? Oh, yeah.
Whoa there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember. But now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. We've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp on the UK's best network, even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
The McSpicy Frank's Red Hot is back. It's the McSpicy, but hotter. With 100% chicken breast fillet, melty cheese, fiery jalapenos, and the irresistible Frank's Red Hot mayo.
Danger, danger.
Make it hot.
Have a dish.
Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Participating restaurants only. Subject to availability.
Rollback's back at Asda. With thousands of prices rollback across the store and online. Like Philadelphia Original 165 grams was £2.08, now just £1.16. A 10-pack of Heck Chicken Italia sausages was £3.18, now just £2.37. And Robinson's Apple and Blackcurrant Squash 750ml was £2.24, now just 94p. Rollback's back. Check out thousands of savings now. That's Asda price. Selected stores and lines subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £116 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw.
Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
May we have your attention? Introducing the Volkswagen May sale. Get £750 on top of existing offers on the amazing Polo, the made for adventure T-Roc and the electric ID4. Major. Visit your nearest Volkswagen retailer. You may just find the car you've been looking for. I said it was in May, right?
Yes.
Sale ends Monday the 19th of May.
Stop it.
Search Volkswagen May Sale.
T's and C's apply. Retail buyers only. Order by 19th of May. Registered by 30th of August 2025. Volkswagen Finance.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moyalty!
On today's 4 till 7, Fang! The funniest place to spend a South London Sunday, revealed. Plus, another celebration of paternal eccentricity. It's Dad's Barmy and TJ's terrific Tuesday Top 10. Today, play your Mars right. The 4 till 7 Fang. From 4 till 7, it's a Fang.
Get the latest travel info
at Radio X. X.co.uk.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.co.uk. Welcome to Now.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Under the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? The subliminal mind f**k America. You agenda. Now everybody to the propaganda. And sing along to the edge of paranoia.
It's Brown Day and Cumbrian Idiot.
No, yes. It's not.
Cumbrian Idiot.
Yeah.
Oh. Don't want to be... Don't want to be a Cumbrian Idiot. Don't want to swim in off of brown water.
Let's get that.
Don't want to go to the tissues to athletic tracks. What's that up in the sky? They call it the moon.
It writes itself.
Three thumbs up for all of our bandmates.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a Radio X record of the week to play if you'd like to hear it. Dom, from one of your favourite new bands called Inhaler.
Yes, please.
It's entitled Billy, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. At Radio X.
Is this just love we feel? If so, I'm grateful. We've got, I'm terrified you're not. Billy, his eyes are like headlights. Can't see in the window of his fast car. She's a stoplight, now turn him red or green. Yeah, she's golden, she's honest. Don't justify the reason, don't lie for a promise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks for coming in too close. Should I back away? Should I listen? The things he used to say. If I come a little too close and nothing changed. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. If I come a little too close, should I walk away? Something I could never gain. But in this I'm all in, all in, all in. Oh, this I'm certain of it. I'm all in, all in. Oh, this I'm certain of. Reflections. I long to know your mother and sister and brother. I justify the reason for solving the problem here, but you're much further than I was now hoping. Billy would be last to be further. Not throwing out the need to be honest. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I come a little too close, should I back away?
face, he used to say, give a little too much and nothing changed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I come a little too close, should I walk away? Something I could never gain, but in this I'm all this I'm certain of. All this I'm certain of. We're a little too close. Am I back away? Should I listen to the things he used to say? Oh, nothing changed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I come a little too close, should I walk away? Something I could never gain, but in this I'm all is so certain of. All is, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a little too close. I'm a little too close. Something I can never change. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a little too close. I'm a little too close. I'm all in, all in, all is so certain of.
Someone said Chris Evans could host the festival.
Oh yeah,
do you get that? Because he's anyway. That's the Radio X record of the week from Inhaler.
I like that song.
It's called Billy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. I put too much emphasis on the yeah, yeah, yeah. But you like it, don't you?
I like most things Inhaler have done, to be honest with you.
You do. You're a big fan.
Billy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
It is browner than you think.
It's
so brown.
It's so brown. Right, let's do Pippa's quiz.
Pippa's weekend roundup quiz type thingy on Radio X.
Here's Pippa.
Hello there.
Hi, Pippa.
Hello there. Well, some bits and bobs have happened over the weekend.
Right.
And I just want to test yours and Dom's knowledge, Chris.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah.
Am I all right?
How are you doing?
Got something in your eye?
Oh.
It's winking at you.
Ah, oh. I see.
How are you doing?
Thank you.
Nice T-shirt, by the way, Pip.
Thanks, Dom.
Good colour, that.
Thank you. Thank you, point.
Thank you.
So you didn't say that yesterday, did you?
Well, we weren't
on
playing
Friday.
No, it's true. I'm just very fickle.
So you're only saying it's getting points?
No, I do genuinely.
Because when I compliment Pippa, it's from the heart.
It comes from the heart, yeah.
Thank you. We didn't have time to play it today because Cammy was on. So I've got three stories now.
Yeah.
Not all of them are necessarily from the weekend, but videos associated with them have started to go viral. So right. Kind of little virally videos.
So yeah. Solid poo.
No. Sorry, we've moved on.
We have moved on.
Yeah, moved on now.
So you've got three audio clues relating to each story. So the first one of you to match up the story to the audio clue wins all the points. Okay.
Mm.
You ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Number one. Feel the
rain on your Natasha Bedingfield. Yeah. Natasha Bedingfield.
Oh no.
She did something, didn't she?
She did.
She sang. She sang her video. She sang her song.
Which song?
Unwritten.
Yes, she did.
On a cruise ship.
All the moves.
On a cruise ship or a helicopter.
No, she was in the car.
Or an aeroplane.
In the car park at Lidl.
Was it Lidl, was it?
Because you're getting the points unwritten. Just for saying bits.
Natasha Bedingfield.
Unwritten, Natasha Bedingfield. She performed it somewhere unusual.
She did. Okay, Dom.
She did perform, so, and it was televised.
It was
videoed by people on their phones.
She sang in Whole Foods. She was in the shop.
Yeah.
So it's something quite close to your heart-ish, Chris.
Oh, she sang at the old Moot Cider shop.
Not that close. It's in the right building.
Is it Leeds United based?
It's close to Leeds United.
So it's Lodes United.
It's
Leeds.
In the Championship.
Sheffield United.
Burnley.
Burnley.
What, she did a gig in Burnley?
Well,
maybe we should have a whip round for her.
She played Turf Moor.
I believe so. I'm not very good with the grounds that much. Turf Moor, thanks, Captain.
Where Burnley play football.
So, I think this is as close as we're going to get.
Yes.
And you've both scraped points.
Yes.
Okay.
Very special moment.
Yes.
Apparently, after every win this season, the Burnley players in their changing room will celebrate by listening and singing to Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Hashtag just, cool.
Yeah.
Just as they were about to play the song.
Oh, she
the
walked
other day,
in.
She walked in to celebrate
good.
With them, and they sang in the changing room together.
Hello.
that point, she thought, I'm going to kill my manager.
Absolutely. Who booked me for this gig?
You can't actually hear her at all.
No.
But how lovely. What a good idea.
I mean, brilliant song. Quite an unusual choice for a changing room, I would have thought, for a dressing room.
Well, Liverpool started singing Dua Lipa.
Yeah, Dua Lipa, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Which one?
That's true. One Kiss.
Oh, great.
Do they?
Yeah. It just became
maybe before
thing.
The Liverpool-Burnley match next season, Dua and Natasha could have a fight.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know, you'd watch it.
How lovely is that, though? She stood on the benches and danced with them.
Very nice.
So you both actually scraped points there, so I'm going to say you're pegging at the moment.
Okay. Lovely.
Let's see what happens in round two.
Right on time by Black Box. Yes. But it's about riding. It's a horse.
What?
It's about a black box.
He's dumb.
It's a black box that has been found after 20... I don't know the story at all. After 25 years, everyone thought it disappeared. They just found it again.
And what was in the black box? Gloves?
Natasha Bedingfield. It's so weird.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And they found this box in Burnley.
Yes, in Burnley.
Hence, now it all makes sense.
It all ties in.
It's a little viral video that's gone round over the weekend from a couple of years back.
Right.
Involving...
Yes.
Is it a magic trick?
No.
No. Is it a black box from a plane? For an aeroplane?
From a car.
From a car?
And they open it and inside there's a note saying, we crashed.
No.
Right.
No.
Is it a famous car?
No.
No.
Is it a gearbox?
Did it record a speed of 100?
We never used to have these
back in our day.
This is to keep your insurance down, basically, if you're a new driver. Yes. You have a little box fitted in your car and it monitors whether you're going over the speed limit. What time of day you're driving?
You've got one of those, have you?
I haven't got
one. You seem to know a lot about it.
I haven't got.
So I did. The kids have these.
Yeah. Like,
apparently, yeah. It's quite
it keeps you sure. It logs your driving. So.
Yeah, basically logs your driving.
So a video's been doing the rounds. It's just gone viral over the weekend of a young motorist.
Yeah.
Who, for his 21st birthday, I'm going to have to say this because it doesn't say it on the video. Opens his card and inside, it says that. The black box he thinks he's had in his car for 3 years has been non-existent.
Oh.
Brilliant.
Okay.
So he's been driving at like 19 miles an hour on 20 roads, 29 miles an hour on 30 roads.
So is this just his parents just going, right? Just,
yeah,
oh, that's
so
great.
He opens the car to you. We have to bleep it.
Happy 21st birthday, Charlie! Yay! You no longer have a... No black box!
So he thinks he's not got no black box, but actually, when he rereads the card, he suddenly registered.
Charlie, we knew for years. I've had no black box for 3 years.
Yeah. Charlie.
Oh, he's absolutely gutted.
Apparently,
isn't he?
He slowed right down. Like just the other day, they were all laughing at him because he has another black box.
Good.
He seems fun.
Yeah, that works.
So yeah, that circulated. Now we've got another one, which again is from a few years ago, but went viral over the weekend. It popped up in my timeline. It might have popped up.
How do these old videos suddenly just come back and go viral again? I watched the other day. These two little kids. Oh, they're really cute. One of them called Charlie.
what happened to him?
He bites his finger.
No.
Yeah, and the other one goes, Charlie bit my finger.
Oh. I showed someone that the other day, someone who'd never seen it.
What?
Andy. I was like, have you seen that? He was like, Charlie bit me. I was like, how have you missed this?
That can't.
I want to do this video where I sing Numa Numa as well. I'll just set up my computer and sing. I think it'd be brilliant. I'll go viral. All right, you ready?
Yes.
This is a very tenuous clue.
Is it sugar plum?
Chopsticks?
Chopsticks. This is somebody eating noodles with a pair of chopsticks.
They're eating fish and chips. With noodles.
Well.
With noodles.
With noodles.
I'm looking for a chain of restaurants to do with chopsticks.
Wagamama's.
Yes, Dom.
Oh, Dom.
Wagamama's.
I was just about to say something funny.
Oh, sorry.
Ruined it.
Sorry. What were you going to say?
McDonald's.
Which is funny.
Wagamama's.
Yes.
They had a some kind of food eating challenge in Wagamama's.
No.
Or something similar.
Somebody can't use chopsticks.
It's to do with Wagamama's. It's a little viral video that went round at the weekend, but it's from a couple of years back.
Okay. And it's to do with chopsticks. to do with whack-a-mamas. Is this a load of dogs dressed up as old mummers? As a promo for Wagamamas.
That would be good.
I wish it was.
That would work.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Is it to do with edamame beans or something? You know?
Okay, Dom, go on. Go down this throat.
Okay,
go.
People are throwing them around and having such good fun, and one of them hits a light bulb and that smashes down and just misses. I've no idea.
Wow, it's going dark, isn't it?
It did go a bit dark.
You've got all the points.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much.
Is it one of your friends went to Wagamama's, sat on the end of the bench, and catapulted everybody else from the table across town?
Yeah.
And they landed, luckily, at a bouncy castle factory. And they went all the way back again and landed in Wagamama's, and everyone applauded.
Hefty Helen ordered Wagamama's.
You're both very close.
Oh, really?
It's just this little video from the women's rugby team when they were doing an interview.
Oh, yeah.
And you just have to have a little listen to what they do after a match.
Right. What are you most excited to do when you get home?
Have a Wagamamas.
And that's it. It went viral because they thought she was about to say something else.
What are you most excited to do when you get home?
Have a Wagamamas.
Because they weren't expecting her to say
Wagamamas. I don't get it.
Weren't expecting her to say Wagamamas. Yeah.
Or did they think she was going to say, Burger King? Wow.
They thought she was going to say a different type of food, I imagine.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Maybe the Peking Palace or something like that should normally go
to. Good. That's good as well.
I really get it.
Anyway, do you know what?
What's funny with that?
Yeah.
I love a Wagamamas.
Well, me too.
I'm going to say.
Do you know what? The other day, I'm going to be honest with you. The other day, the other weekend, Tiff was away.
Yeah, yeah.
I had three Wagamamas on the same day.
Did you? Oh, I love it.
Did you?
Does Tiff not like Wagamamas then?
I just don't think it's her thing.
No.
Because it's not for everyone, is it?
It's not for everybody.
No.
Yeah. Because sometimes you think somebody might be into Wagamamas, but they're not.
Mm. It's a treat. It's a treat, isn't it? As well.
Yeah.
It can be.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest as well, I felt really guilty after that.
Did you?
It's just eating too much.
A lot to eat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can have too much of a good
calories.
Thing.
Calories.
Yeah, just calories and the noodles and stuff, I imagine.
James says next time I'm having a Wagamamas, he says he'll join me.
Really?
Yeah. Have dinner together.
He loves it too. Oh.
You do like Wagamamas.
Taking
waggers,
a turn.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice, isn't it?
Have a Wagamamas together.
Yeah.
We could all go round.
We could all have Wagamamas.
Are you into it?
Well, Wagamamas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Oh, let's go.
Why not?
We all having a Wagamamas.
Yeah. We're together.
I had one yesterday. Yeah.
And then we could film it and put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Then people can watch.
We'll go viral.
We put them in well.
Have you had one yesterday?
Have you had one at work?
Had one yesterday. At home. Love Wagamamas.
Have you had a Wagamamas at work?
No, you can't get them at work.
I thought you had a few years ago. I'm pretty sure.
There was one around the corner. It's closed down now.
You sneaked it in.
Udon noodles or something.
Well, there you go. There's
probably running out of time, are we?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know, there might be somebody listening right now actually having a Wagamamas as we speak.
It's a bit early, isn't it?
Well, they're all over the place,
time
aren't
zones.
They? Yeah, different time zones.
Time's irrelevant, though.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
I don't like it, though. I don't like the thing. I know it's their thing and everything, but I don't like having a Wagamamas next to a stranger.
No, I know what you mean. You're going to go with friends, don't you?
On a bench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather just do it in a corner in my own private booth.
Yeah.
Fair. That's a fair point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially if I'm on my own.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, there you go. Right, so do we all win the points?
And that all relates back to the chopsticks.
Chopsticks music.
Very good, though.
Good. Do you know what?
I use chopsticks when I have a Wagamamas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I've got really... yeah.
It's quite an art
one
form,
hand,
isn't it? Right.
One-handed.
Good. So...
Who wins?
I was going to say everyone, that was
radio,
pretty even.
Radio 1.
Yeah, well done, everyone. That was even.
That was even.
Great,
even.
We both win. Even.
Great.
Pippa's Weekend Roundup quiz type thingy on Radio X.
Oh, give me all the points. It's 5 to 9. These are the Offspring. For a white guy. Spring and Self-Esteem, classic Radio X. Right, it's 8:59. Dominic Byrne's got your 9 o'clock news next.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Take on whatever life throws your way with the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. This spacious SUV for the wake up early, navigate the school run, grab a coffee, ace the huge presentation, then get your hands on tickets for that sold out gig, people. And thanks to Škoda, your next big adventure could be sooner than you think. To win an epic road trip on the Cornish Atlantic Highway in the new electric Enyaq, including accommodation and £500 spending money, head to radiox.co.uk.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
the Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October. Subject to availability. Participate in restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Paddy McGuinness here to tell you about the ultimate holiday perk with On The Beach. Free fast-track airport security. So pack those shades, slap on your best smug face and enjoy that sweet fast-track freedom. On The Beach, book like a genius, holiday like a fool.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only from selected airports from to 6 people. Adult protected.
Beach. Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only $4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mom's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. And the twins are saving the universe. Again. Luckily, the Things are on a British Gas fixed tariff. Plus, they get half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 and 4 p.m. See if you're one of the millions who could be saving too. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 9 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, there's been an arrest over fires at two properties connected to the Prime Minister. Counter-terror police are leading investigations in North London. Henry Riley has more on this for Radio X.
A 21-year-old man was arrested earlier and is still being held. This relates to three fires, including one at a Kentish Town property, which the Prime Minister used to live in, as well as converted flats in Islington, also linked to Sir Keir Starmer.
The third fire involved a car parked on the same road as one of the houses. In other news, Donald Trump has just arrived in Saudi Arabia. He's there for his first major foreign visit since becoming president for the second time. It's been suggested he could head to Turkey on Thursday to join ceasefire talks between Russia and Ukraine. The language used around government plans to reduce migration has been described as toxic and dangerous by some critics. Sir Keir Starmer suggested the UK could become an island of strangers without intervention. Kim Kardashian will appear in court later to give evidence in a burglary case. A crime gang are charged with holding her up at gunpoint and stealing millions of pounds worth of jewellery that was in Paris back in 2016. And Tom Cruise has been honoured with the British Film Institute's most prestigious accolade, a fellowship. He says it is absolutely extraordinary to be recognised by them.
Sport.
Sheffield, it's Tom Cruise, isn't he?
That's Tom Cruise.
Everyone recognises Tom Cruise.
Yeah, instantly. Sheffield United are one game away from a return to the Premier League now. They're into the Championship playoff final. They beat Bristol City 3-0 in the second semi-final. 6-0 on aggregate is the manager, Chris Wilder.
It's been an incredibly challenging season for us. And to have a night like this at home in front of our spectators, I think, gives the boys the boost and the recognition that they really deserve.
The other semi-final decider is tonight. Coventry travel to Sunderland. Sunderland are 2-1 up in that game. Britain's number one, Jack Draper, gets underway in the last 16.
From Mad Men.
Italian Open. Yes, that's him. This morning, he's playing France's Corentin Moutet. It's after Emma Raducanu was knocked out yesterday. And horse racing legend Rachel Blackmore says now feels like the right time to walk away from the sport after announcing her retirement. She became the first woman to win the Grand National back in 2021.
Yeah.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
It's going to be warm and sunny again for much of the UK. The southwest will see a few showers later. 25 degrees is the high today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Burke.
Oh, no, you don't get off that easily. Well, is it going to rain today? Yesterday, thunder, really heavy rain, hailstones I had.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? I don't think we'll see any rain where we are in the sort of southeast. But southwest may well see some. I think it has been raining already. Like Bristol's had quite a lot of rain this morning.
I don't want any rain. Sorry, I'm yawning. I don't want any rain. I want nice weather, please. And can you make it nice for Saturday night in New Toxeter?
Let me check. Yep, it's going to be lovely.
Lovely. Yeah. Great.
20 degrees, sunny.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Yeah, we've got a big set on Saturday night, so I need the weather to be nice.
Yeah.
We should not too chilly. Right?
Yeah, man.
Thank you very much. Cheers. And you going to come along?
I can't come along on Saturday, unfortunately.
Your Wagamamas.
Yes.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Ran, he's got a gun.
Hello, ladies.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Matthew says, I was playing golf in Wigan yesterday around 5 o'clock. We had a little bit of rain. However, Dom did say it was a tropical cool down.
Did I?
I don't think you did.
I don't think I said tropical cool down. I don't think I've ever said the term tropical cool down ever.
I think the only time you've ever said the word tropical that I know of is when you were talking about Lilt.
Yes.
The totally tropical taste.
I love Lilt.
Which they don't make anymore.
I think it's now called just, it's Lemon Fanta, isn't it, basically?
Yeah, but that's
not... I think
not...
so. It's not the same.
No. Oh, Fanta Tropical, isn't it?
Is it Fanta Tropical? That makes more sense.
But does that taste of, is it the same drink?
I don't know. I used to love Lilt. It's totally tropical taste.
I was talking to somebody once and they said they can't tell the difference between Coke and Diet Coke.
No, oh, absolutely idiots then.
Oh, it's Fanta pineapple and grapefruit.
Oh, is it?
Right.
Okay.
But why?
Lilt joined the Fanta family.
Call it Fanta Lilt. Which sounds like a brilliant name.
Sorry.
That would be my drag name, I think.
Which would be?
Fanta Lilt.
Fanta Lilt.
What would be your gimmick?
I don't dress up or wear makeup.
Oh, okay.
And I don't put on a voice. So I literally go, tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Miss Fantalilt. You all
right? Right.
It's good.
My drag name is Lazy Ass.
Ah.
Hello, I'm Lazy Ass.
That's good.
You all right?
That's your
How are you doing?
I think you should get an audience for that.
Oh, do you remember when we dressed you two up as drag queens?
I'll never forget.
Oh, lovely.
Tiff hated it.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't like it. I was really disappointed. I really wanted to look. I wanted to know what I'd look like as a woman.
I look like Lily Savage.
And I found out what I look like as a cheap 1980s blow-up doll.
Yeah. It was a...
You know the episode of Only Fools and Horses where there's a blow-up doll in the back of the car?
Yes, yeah.
That's what I looked like.
Yeah.
I really did. I was so disappointed.
Didn't we then race on mobility scooters?
Yeah, we're doing a drag race.
Yeah, oh, drag race. That makes sense. Hilarious. That's why we did that.
Lovely highbrow hour.
That was good, though.
Oh, the highbrow.
I was so disappointed. I thought, oh, I might make... And it turns out, right, not only am I not a good-looking man, I'm also not a good-looking woman.
Now...
I'm cursed on both sides.
I think we could give it another go, you know.
I wanted to look fabulous.
Yeah.
You did look fabulous.
And no, I didn't. I looked inflated.
Are you saying give it another go with James and Captain? Is that what you're saying, Pip?
Oh.
No.
Just,
what's that to compare to? You need to see how you look.
Well, no, you can compare it to me and Chris. We've done it already.
Yeah.
You and Captain would be awesome.
But it'd be good to see the progress of the two of you.
It'd be good to see you dressed as a woman.
Oh.
It'd be nice to see James dressed like a man. Rather than a little boy.
There you go.
Old wee Jimmy Cranky over there in the corner.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice.
We can dress Pepper up as a man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I wear jeans every day.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of different, isn't it? Mm. You guys don't get a chance to put a dress and makeup on.
Well, we'll give
on.
You some facial hair and a hat and a suit and tie and a cane. Actually, I think you just turned you into Charlie Chaplin. Right, what's coming up this morning? Well, we're on the radio till 10, and then Toby Tarrant is here with the request hour. But what's happening between now and 10 o'clock?
Radio X.
This.
Coming up. More spontaneous fun, because you just can't plan for this level of brilliance. On this show, we like to have fun and learn. We'll be playing a round of Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz shortly. Plus, tomorrow on the show, we have a chat with Mission Impossible man, Simon Pegg.
Oh, what?
But right now, we're turning a 10 out of 10 morning into an 11 out of 10 morning.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
And now I would like to announce something to our boss, Mr. Matt Deverson. We're about to play Arctic Monkeys.
You used to get it in your fishnets, now you only get it in your nightdress. Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness, landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to fit to the past though. A bloody Mary's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them all. Flicking through a little book of sex tips, remember when the boys were all electric. Now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental, said she wasn't going but she went still. Like a gentleman to be gentle, was it a mecha double or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, when you dream them overflow. Where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? You took a left off Last Laugh Lane, just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took a left off Last Laugh Lane. You were just sounding.
I almost said over the intro of Arctic Monkeys, Matt Deverson is going to send me two emojis.
Right.
Because when I play Arctic Monkeys and Matt Deverson, the boss...
My name is Matt Deverson. I am the boss. What you say about me, you send.
He will send me two emojis.
Right, okay.
He will send me, like, the snowflake emoji.
Yes.
And an emoji of a monkey. Okay.
Very good.
As in Arctic Monkeys.
Yes.
It's me, Matt Deverson. Do you get it? Arctic Monkey, not snowflake. That's an emoji of Arctic. And the monkey is a monkey.
So isn't that Arctic Monkey?
What?
Well, if you're sending me that, it's technically it's Snowflake Monkey, isn't it?
Mm.
You're a snowflake monkey.
What does that even mean?
I am the boss. It means Arctic monkeys.
Surely you should just put two monkeys.
You're fired. You're like Alan Sugar.
Alan Sugar's been fired.
No. Why? Stop talking to me. I'm on email. Send.
Quite a long email.
Long email there,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, there you are. That was Arctic Monkeys for the boss, Matt Deverson.
I am the boss. Hear me roar.
Give a nudge.
Matt.
Send.
Rob DJ's coming up with his little silly quiz later. In the meantime, this is what Radio X is all about. Classic from Pearl Jam.
Freezing, rest his head on a pillow made of concrete. Yeah. Oh, feeling, maybe he'll see a little better Saturdays. Oh, head down, faces that he sees, dumb and ain't that familiar. I'm
did you say? Matt's what?
Well, I think Matt's always found Eddie, you know, quite attractive.
Matt Deverson?
Yeah.
Oh. I am Matt Deverson, the boss! Shh!
Secret's out, isn't it?
Send!
Certain je ne sais quoi, isn't he?
Yeah, he has got a certain je ne sais quoi about him, isn't he?
Who? Eddie Vedder.
Eddie Vedder.
He's not French, you Jimmy.
Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
At AJ Bell, we've made setting up your ISA easy. So easy, a baby could do it. Though babies can't invest. They certainly wouldn't have any use for our low-cost investment platform or the coordination to use it, even though it's really, really easy. They also don't listen to radio ads. Unlike you, you clever sausage. Now, set yourself up with an ISA as a reward. You can even set one up for your baby. Open one in under 15 minutes and start investing today. AJ Bell, feel good investing. The value of your investments can go down as well as up.
Thanks for a lovely evening. Would you like to come in for a coffee?
Yeah, okay. That'd be lovely.
Oh, gosh, sorry. I didn't mean... I just wanted you to see my new Wickes kitchen. It's just been installed.
At Wickes, our experts will support you every step of the way, from a free kitchen design service through to a professional installation. Plus, with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Rollback is back at Asda with thousands of prices rolled back across the store and online, including two flaky cod fillets, 260 grams, was £5.21, now just £3.98.
Try recipes the whole family will love, like my delicious fish and chip tacos, which will make any night feel like Friday night. Search Joe Wick's Meal Picks at Asda.com.
Helping you make your midweek meals for less. That's Asda price. Selected stores and lines subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.co.uk. Welcome to now.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £116 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw.
Play on app.
Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Oh, you free May 16th to 26th?
Why?
Village Fair needs people to get shot out of a cannon.
A cannon?
There's free cake. Up for it?
No!
Not brave like me, then.
A smarter thing to do May 16th to 26th is buy an approved used car at the Spotted Car Smart Choices event.
Is there cake?
No, but there is a choice of £500 in free fuel or charging credit or two free services. Look, I'll buy you a cake.
Done. Can I still do the cannon thing?
Spotted Car. Don't be brave, be smart. T's and C's apply. More information at spottycar.co.uk.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moyalty!
On today's 4 till 7, Fang! The funniest place to spend a South London Sunday, revealed. Plus, another celebration of paternal eccentricity. It's Dad's Barmy and TJ's Terrific Tuesday Top 10. Today, play your Mars right. The 4 till 7 Fang. From 4 till 7, it's a Fang.
Get the latest travel info
at Radio X. X.co.uk.
Whoa there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember. But now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. We've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. We get a kebab.
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp on the UK's best network, even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Ring a ding dong. It's time for a song.
Radio X.
And it's a song from Matt Deverson, our boss, which is lovely. My name is Matt Deverson. Play me a song. All right, we'll play you a song. Calm down.
Oh, my baby,
saying she don't want me no more. Ever since she saw his poster in that record store, she says the way he grinds his molars is really sexy. She thinks he's so darn dysfunctional and Generation X-y. She likes his brooding angst and his wild-eyed stare. Yeah, he's a very favorite slacker multimillionaire. Well, my baby's in love with an Eddie Vedder. She's all crazy about that Eddie Vedder. Once she was mine, but now I better just forget her, cause my baby's in love with an Eddie Vedder.
That's right, that's My Boss is in Love with Eddie Vedder by Weird Al Yankovic. Lovely. Right, Rob DJ has a quiz for us all to play. We'll play after Snow Patrol. Great song, Spinning Games. And now it's time for a great quiz with your average host.
Back by popular demand, this is Rob DJ's